Blog Talk Radio.
Once there was a South American country with a promising future. It had a functioning democracy, a rapidly developing economy, and a growing middle class. All the important indicators, including education, healthcare, and foreign investment, were pointed in the right direction. It was far from perfect, but the mood was hopeful, and with good reason. But now all that promise is gone. The country is a failed state, a hollowed-out shell of its former self. Services like power and water are sporadic. The most basic consumer goods, from bread to toilet paper, are in chronically short supply. Crime has skyrocketed. Freedom of the press is almost non-existent. Democracy has been replaced by a virtual dictatorship. The country is, I'm sorry to say, my beloved Venezuela, a place in which my family has deep roots. I can tell you what happened to it in one word: socialism. In 1999, then-candidate for president, Hugo Chavez, promised to lead the people of Venezuela to a socialist paradise. His theme was Esperanza y Cambio, hope and change. Venezuela...
Just had to play that one for you guys. You all have sound. Bill is on the line from Indiana. It's a beautiful day here, except for the chemtrails. How's it going, guys? Welcome to
Hilton Hall. It's pretty good here. Pretty nice day. What crud crap.
You know,
I've been posting. Obama trying to claim it's his economy. Hold it, bud. The facts don't back you up. The baby boomers, under Obama, people 65 and older were getting employed. They weren't leaving the workforce. They were getting employed. And you had a bunch of people just dropping out that didn't even search for work anymore. They don't tell that story.
Right. No,
the
they
real,
don't.
The, you know, oh, it was, it's crazy.
Well, look.
You know, what? Have you been following Dan Bongino?
I do. I haven't gone on to his site yet. But I've been checking out. I mean, there's a lot of stuff with Giuliani coming to light. Peter Schweizer. Solomon.
Chad and I, we try to keep up with all of it, too. And it can be hectic. It can. We've been watching Bongino now for about 2 weeks solid. And
okay.
If you watch his last 2 weeks of show, the connections. Like, did you know that... The two bigger groups that was involved with ANTAC was George Soros and the Obamas.
We always said they were corrupt.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
It was through the, what is it, the organization? Oh, crud. You know, the
organization for America. Oh, well, there's a ton of them. Organizing for America,
the group that was involved in ANTAC, that was the heads of ANTAC there, you'd look, and it was the Open Door Something Society.
Open Society. Well,
yes.
he's got so many.
But the Open Society is a George Soros Obama deal.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, you know, I keep hearing.
Here we are. We've got the ambassador. We've got the people at our embassy telling Ukraine not to look into George Soros and this. Don't be looking into this group. No, 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 no. And that was right after, you know, the Biden stopped them from investigating Burisma. But if we follow this line from the Open Door Society, whatever, downward, it goes down. Money gets to the – you bring in Simpson.
Right.
Then you bring in Christopher Steele. Then we're finding out that Christopher Steele was getting information from the FBI.
Right. Oh, well,
and
look,
then he was turning that into the dossier that he turned around and gave back to the FBI.
Right. It goes deeper than that, and we know this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but if we could just get enough people in the public to realize that depth,
yes.
that depth, because like you said, yes, it goes way deeper than that, and it's way right. more than the Ukraine. It is humongous. It is, oh, and today
it's worldwide.
You've seen something very strategic. You've seen Trump has done something very strategic. He pardoned Rod Blagojevich.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, who's going to have the dirt on Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, and all the dealings in Chicago?
Blagojevich. But, you know, here's the thing. Okay, there's two people, actually three people, and I know Dan Bongino does the research also. There's Sarah Carter, Greg Barrett. John Solomon is very instrumental, along with Glenn
John
Beck.
Solomon.
And Peter Schweizer, because Schweizer was on Glenn's show Friday. I'm telling you, it was amazing. He interviewed him for almost a whole hour, and he talked about the book Profiles in Corruption. And he actually told Glenn, he says, I looked for dirt on Trump. There isn't any. He tried. He says, there's nothing to find. The guy's clean as a whistle when it comes to the Constitution and his business dealings and his family. He says he has done nothing wrong. And he says, you know, I mean, he says, if I would have found something on him, I'd be the first one to write a book on it. And so,
what did Julian
Assange
say? When they asked Julian Assange, why didn't you write anything blah, 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 on Trump? He says, we couldn't find nothing.
That's right. That's the whole point. And it's so aggravating. I mean, we'll touch on Bloomberg in a minute, but we got to stay on this for a minute because Schweizer and Glenn, and when he talks about Bernie and his wife being the media buy person, that's how he got all his money, all this nepotism and insider dealing. I mean, this has been going on how many decades? You got the Feinsteins, the Pelosis, it's ad nauseum, the evil Clintons. There's so much dirt on the Clintons. It's deeper than hell itself, because that's where they're going to spend their eternity. But these people have been doing incredible journalistic research, Bill. And I'm going to go ahead and order that book, and I'll get my Social Security and order that Schweizer.
Linda,
Profiles
in Corruption. They're getting threatened. They're getting their lives threatened and everything.
Oh,
else.
Yeah. Yeah. Giuliani, I'm sure. He's probably had death threats for a year.
And if we watch, we see the Democrats are in shambles. See?
Yeah. They're a mess.
Oh, they're a total mess.
Yeah. Everybody knows it but them. Let's see. Oh, we got Robert. Let me get Robert in here. Hey, Robert. Good to see you.
Hey,
how's Florida?
Good. Florida's Florida.
I know. Well, listen.
Florida is the deep state, too.
Yeah, it's getting there.
I
understand.
Robert, I think we got a little bit of the deep state in every state. We even got it here in Indiana.
The
elected, I live in Jackson County. The elected don't have the courage or the guts to come out and tell you they are a sanctuary county. And they won't tell you that you got county elected who are invested in businesses and housing that caters to illegals. And by catering to the illegals, you're catering to the illegal drug market. They don't go that far. These people get a smack on the wrist when they lock one of us up.
Bill, how many federal Democrat judges do you have in the state of Indiana? Do you know?
We got a few. I'm telling you, they just mentioned trying to do a gun pass here, and everybody said, I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear about Idaho? Did you hear about what Bloomberg has been doing all over the United States, opening up all these offices because the guy's a billionaire? And he's buying everything. Yeah, and he's opening up these damn political offices, and all the people, who, especially in Idaho, which is one of the most gun-friendly states in the union, they went out, like 300 or 400 people, maybe more, protesting with signs against around his office, and they're going to keep it up. They're not going to – and you know what? Even in Portland, they're doing it. Doing it everywhere, Bill. All the normal people are protesting this freaking Bloomberg. I'll tell you what I posted about SOB. That he talks about gray matter. He has
gray matter. I heard that last night, Linda.
You know what his says brown because it's mared. That's what he has.
That was, what I heard, gray matter, I thought of gray matter like Bloomberg has traumatic brain injury.
Yeah,
right.
he's brown because you know where it comes from.
He's sick.
He suffers
from a phobia because you know he's a really short guy.
Yeah, it's a short man complex. Yeah, I know. Same with Steyer.
Exactly.
Like Heller.
Exactly.
Well, you know, now you bring that up. Somebody was talking about it. This guy's a Nazi, and he said can't be. He's a Jew, and I'm like, well, do your history. Hitler was a Jew.
So yeah, so
that's right.
Karl Marx.
Hitler's minion. Hitler's minion, the one who did the bidding of Hitler, who funds the Democratic Party,
is
George Gorky
Schwartz.
Is
yeah.
Oh, he was on last night too.
Yeah, they're all ready to clothing.
Oh, brother, I'm going to tell you what. The next few months are going to be. I don't know.
Let me
You're about to see justice start to fall on the Democrats.
I know.
And when it comes, oh my Lord, it's going to be loud. It's going to be spread out,
It's going to be frightening.
The numbers of people involved is going to be staggering.
No. So. Have you ever gotten yourself a weapon, my dear little Robert Kaplan?
Not yet. I'm going to be probably will be on it by May. You know,
well,
so
just get something.
But anyway,
so here's what I think about Bloomberg. When I listen to what that man says, he's frightening. And I posted several pieces about what I think this man is. I've read enough history to know, because there's this one book where it gives the parallels of the same time period, the 30s, when Stalin and Hitler were doing their things in different countries simultaneously, but they were like carbon copies of each other. Just Google gas vans, okay? Bloomberg is the poster boy for future gas vans if that guy ever got power. That's what I think of him. I hate people like him. That Fabian socialist piece
Bloomberg
of crap makes me sick.
We've seen the videos surface. Come out, and there he is. He's attacking women. He's attacking minorities.
He's attacking farmers.
He's attacking factory workers. He's attacking anybody. And the fact if he had any kind of gray matter in his brain, he would have never said such stupid things.
Man,
you're not going to curry favor with the populace by insulting the populace.
Well, I know,
happen.
Bill.
He insulted the farmers.
He reminds me of what was it? Napoleon.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Bonaparte.
Yeah, but do you know what? You know what? Mike Pence's response with that "God made a farmer" was absolutely priceless, Bill. I don't know if you heard that, Robert. You got to go find out on the internet.
What did Pence say?
Oh, he just played. What was the guy's name? You know, you can tell me, Bill. Who ever did that video or that? That audio.
Dang it, I could have told you if you hadn't asked me.
Yeah, it was God Made a Farmer.
It was a famous broadcast about God Made the Farmer.
Anyway, so just Google it,
you know,
Robert, when we're done.
What he said about the farmers, Linda, really pissed me off.
Linda,
I know.
I guarantee you. Now, I have farmed. Chad has farmed. And
I know.
I'm going to tell you, I bet I could park the tractor, place all the instruments out there and say, hook it up. And he wouldn't have a clue. I could take him into a factory, say, there's a DNC machine. Program it.
You know what? The guy is an elitist snob. He thinks his you know what doesn't stink, but he hasn't examined his own brown matter.
The difference between hardworking Americans with dirt on their hands and Bloomberg with dirt on his hands is our hands wash off.
Well, here's the thing. This guy not only is dangerous, he's disgusting. You know, he can buy anything.
Well,
he can buy anybody.
We're going off on Bloomberg, but let's look what we got. We got Bloomberg, who's a blooming idiot. We got Bernie Sanders, who's got to go.
He's an out-and-out Stalinist.
Name me one thing Elizabeth Warren has told the truth about.
She doesn't stand a chance.
Could you imagine being her child or grandchild? Could you imagine being her child or grandchild and the lies she has filled her head with?
God. Well, you know, Bill, listen to me. She doesn't stand a chance. Don't worry about her. She does not stand a chance in hell. And neither does Joe Biden.
Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is. He's an idiot.
Pirate.
First off, even if he can win the president, you won't be the first gay president, dude. Obama beat you to that.
Yeah, he did.
Your hubby, whatever, won't be the first male first lady. No,
that's for damn sure.
Michael beat him to that.
What do you think about Amy Linda?
Oh, I think she's just as nuts as the rest of them. I don't trust her. She's another one. Oh, they're all bad. And the last time I heard, it was a couple months ago, and Glenn was interviewing Mike Lee, who I usually have a lot of respect for, and he actually was talking about Amy and Klobuchar and the other one. I can't remember her name. There was another one that was another leftist idiot in the Senate. And he said, they're okay. So I could work with them. This is what happens when you don't have term limits. That man knows the Constitution up one side and down the other. But I'm telling you, they start missing stuff.
Is Mike a Mormon?
I don't think so. I honestly don't think he is.
Well, he's from Utah, right?
Yes, but doesn't necessarily, not everybody's like that.
Because sometimes I like what he says, and sometimes I want to smack him upside the head.
I know. I agree.
But I'll be honest, I get the same way about Rand Paul. I totally agree with Rand Paul on. Other things, he's so far off the mark.
Yeah. I know.
And whatever. They have done their best to separate us. And you can see it in the Democratic Party. Because they'll have their thing, and they'll say, Bernie got 27% of the vote. That means he won 27% of the vote. I'm like, that means he lost 73% of the vote.
That's right. Yeah, he's not doing that great. These guys, look, they're grasping at straws. You got an unfreedom of the press. You have Pravda-style media. They've been doing it for decades. Anybody with half a brain doesn't listen to them. Of course, they indoctrinate their viewers because they're dumb. God.
Trump gets reelected, and all the criminals start falling down and going under. How is the media ever going to regain face?
They won't.
Ever.
They won't.
Because then the entire public is going to be awake to the lies that the media has been pushing down your throats for the last 16 to 20 years or more. And we're seeing it. And I love where I'm at now because I got a new system here, and I can go
awesome.
Yeah, Chatterjee, he's got it. It's awesome. We can see everything. There are hundreds of people out there broadcasting conservative messages. It's amazing. Great, just patriotic people. And we're seeing it. Chad's going to put them on flyers and fly them around. He's
good.
He's got it. Because some of them, like I said, we watch Bongino, but there's a whole lot of other guys we watch, and I couldn't name all of them, but they've all men and women, and they all just, it kills me. It kills me because that tells me. Then did you hear the black pastor addressing all the pastors? He talks about being awoke. And he brought out these big cards, Margaret Sanger, and what she said. And he put that on there and he says, if you ain't aware of this, you ain't awoke.
Well, there's more.
More babies are killed by abortion in 2 months than was killed by the entire amount of slavery's history, you ain't awoke.
You know what else? Bill, there's much more. Lyndon Johnson, FDR, the bigotry, Woodrow Wilson, and they're just gets beyond. In fact, did you guys see Life, Liberty, and Levin on Sunday with the professor about FDR? Okay.
Yes.
That's another book I think I want to order tomorrow because that's going to tell you a lot. I mean, I almost finished with the Korematsu stuff in the Men in Black book about the Supreme Court. I'll tell you guys, that's another book you ought to get because if you can plow through that for 220 pages, it is worth it. What the Supreme Court has been doing since the 1800s has been screwed.
I have never seen a president that has did as much to help minorities as this president.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Put the God in the, back in it.
You know, they can talk about, well, all these people were taken off of the food stamp row. Yeah. Compare that to how many people got jobs.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what else? The only economic boom that actually lasted into the Clinton administration was Ronald Reagan's. He created, within his time period, 25 million jobs.
Yeah, because the first Bush was all about handing us over to the Agenda 21.
Yep. So here's the other part of that. I know.
And then the Clintons wanted to do it, and then the second Bush wanted to do it, and then Obama tried to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump said, no, we ain't doing that. Now he's got people pulled away from that agenda majorly around the globe, and they can't handle it. It's freaking them out. And they're losing control of their cities because their people are standing up and saying no more.
Yep. You got it. And it's a beautiful thing to see. So here's the other thing. Did you guys see all the video of the Daytona 100 situation? That was, I mean, not the horrible crash. That was terrible. But when Trump was flyby.
I didn't watch the race, but I have watched several times of Trump taking the beast on the lap. I've seen
that. Oh, my God.
Plane flying 800 feet off of the ground.
Yep. How many people? How many people were there, Bill?
Crowd.
100,000.
100,000. He's right.
They all had Trump gear. They loved it and love him. It was so cool. And of course, the media is going crazy. They're such bastards. I can't stand them. And then Piglosi's still upset.
You know, I myself am not a NASCAR fan. I'm not. But I can tell you, I have so many friends and relatives that are.
Yeah.
And I don't think the media realizes how many of the population is a NASCAR fan.
Right.
Yes. And
so here's the other thing.
He is inspiring pride back in the country. He's trying to put pride back in the country where you're proud to be an American. You know, a few years back, I can't remember, what was it, when Charlie Daniels wrote In America.
Right.
Yeah.
So
lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steeler fan song, you know. Yeah.
But, it's funny because
Trump has got us walking proud and talking proud again.
Yeah, and here's the thing. And a lot of us aren't afraid anymore except of the violence on the left. That's why I wore my MAGA hat the other day because my hair looked like hell because I've got problems with health.
Yeah,
but
the violence from the left. And the violence from the left is coming in many angles. One, you've got an opioid epidemic. You've got meth. You got heroin coming across your borders. The left don't seem to give a crap about that. They pat these people on the hand. Oh, let's create rehab centers for them. No. Instead of spending all that money to create a rehab center and staff it and
close
fill it with whatever you need, send the rehab person to the prison to talk to the person.
Yeah. Here's the other part.
I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm sorry, but somewhere in my mind, I was always thought that prison was supposed to be rehabilitation.
Yeah, here's the
it's
other part of
it. Supposed to be, but it isn't. Do you know what they're doing, Bill? You got to hear this, Bill.
Do you know what the rate is of opening one of these clinics? You know, and we're going to treat you. And do you know what the rate of return to the drug is?
Oh, it's probably higher than. Mm-hmm. Trump's approval.
No, let me tell you what they're doing in Florida. They're thinking about raising property taxes for mental health.
Oh God. Well, unless they build facilities.
I'm sorry, but are you not punishing the same people for not having the problem?
You That's
know, if we crazy. Had this, we had all this under control. Where did the money they took away?
I know.
We need
to know the answer to that question.
I'll give you the answer, Bill.
They took away. Where did the money that they took away go?
I'll give you the answer.
What did they transfer
in their pockets?
To?
Probably to the Agenda 21 crowd.
Let me explain something to you.
Indiana, we had a prison system in Indiana that was self-reliant. They grew their own vegetables and food. They butchered their own meats. They processed their own foods. They made their own clothing, their own shoes. They made, you know, they made license plates, whatever. They were self-sustaining. And then some politician got into a pizza office and somebody bribed them with, hey, I got canned goods, blah, blah, blah. And that's what happened. And
it's
now,
crony capitalism. I know.
Cost,
sucks.
It
they
is.
Cost us out the butt.
But,
yeah,
but,
it's
but,
been
but
going on too
long. Bill,
but
Bill.
Are you rehabilitating these people or just locking them in there and forgetting about them?
Go ahead, Robert.
Bill.
Tell them.
Bill, the problem is here in Florida, a question was proposed to me during one of my debates, and the question was, how do you defund a funded mandate? So I answered the question, and I said, that's a trick question. You can't defund and fund a mandate.
But I'm not done.
I said, well, now I know how they do it. So how they do it, Bill, here in Florida, is that they do a defund the mandate to fund it, okay? And they write a piece of legislation. And then the lobbyists come in and fund the mandate, right? And then once the bill gets passed, a Florida state legislator is worth $1.8 million. And that's just nice. Okay?
I know. So
I've been so big on that, and I can't get a whole lot of tread with it. But my thing is, anybody running for any elected office should have to divulge their investments and their investment groups and investment partners and what they're invested in.
And if you get
so that we
lying,
know, right? If you get caught doing that, you know, like we have, we got all this right now going on with all this insider investment and trading that's done. You got people getting elected who are invested in businesses or an investment group that's invested in businesses that employ illegals. Or
they're going to Ukraine and money laundering. Yeah.
Ukraine, China. You know,
yep.
You know, Biden's son was part of a social media thing that was bought up by guess who? Zuckerberg.
Oh, Jesus. It's so deep, the nepotism. Look. It's very incestuous.
I'm not saying Zuckerberg did anything criminal. He bought up a competition to him. He bought up. That's done
well,
in business.
What I saw when I was checking out, I think it was the hashtag Biden China problem on. I put that on Twitter. If you guys check that one out, I think it's maybe a little over an hour. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It's the last one Glenn did. What he uncovered. Giuliani, Schweitzer, and Solomon on this Biden-China thing. Holy Christ. It is so bad what they did. They should have nooses around their necks after due process and be hanged for treason, the pair of them. I mean, absolutely serious. What they have done,
you got Hunter. Hunter had, what was it, three friends indulging in these games. And
yeah,
I guess a couple of them got caught. But,
yeah, and they,
you know,
and they bailed.
Never happened. And you
nope,
know, if
nothing.
Biden was doing this, it was being done other ways by other people.
Oh my
where's
God!
All
there
that
was tons
money
of it.
That, where's all the money that went missing when Clinton was in the head of the State Department? Where'd that
yeah.
money go?
I know. Well, there's $1.8 billion. We think it wound up in chainsaw murderer guy that was the head of Burisma. That one that got his,
yeah.
you know, that was heavily involved with the Bidens. And the money laundering, Jesus, and the fake things
well, yeah.
and the
Retaliation. Joe Biden got his got it lifted to where he could travel because he was banned from traveling.
Yeah, I know.
Biden got it lifted to where you can start doing business with this guy again.
Okay.
Like
so my question,
Linda, people think they laugh at me when I say somebody owes John Gotti's family a big apology.
Well, I just whatever.
John Gotti was nowhere near the criminal crook that these people are.
Well, he didn't sell out the country, yeah, like these guys. I get it. I mean, I don't like any of those people, but I understand the point.
I'm not saying like what he did, but I'm saying he was small potatoes to what these people are.
Well, yeah, because
Gotti did serve purposes. I guarantee you, nobody went into John Gotti's neighborhood and stole crap.
Here's the thing, Bill. When you see the Gottis, you know, as powerful as they were, that's not the entire government. That's not even a portion of the government. Maybe he had influence on them. But when you're dealing with people who are vice president and president and CIA people, and they can do these things, that's...
Well, Linda, think, Linda, you're talking about a $1.8 billion deal in Ukraine. But it's like a $7 to $8 billion in China, and
right?
Then we got to go to these other countries that were involved in all this stuff.
Yeah,
and see
Cyprus,
where the other money was
Latvia.
And see where
I know
the other money was coming from.
I know.
And
here's the thing.
And these people attack somebody that gets wealthy, working and coming up with a great idea and pushing it and promoting it and everything. Oh my.
Well, I know. When you're dealing with people, the corruption.
I don't understand the millennials. The millennials who fight government control, but they're pushing for Bernie, who's going to put in even stricter and stronger government control.
I posted it.
They make no sense to me. All they
because they're
free.
Stupid.
Free. That's all they need.
I know.
Free.
I know. And they've been raised under this crap and indoctrinated for decades. I get it. I understand. We're dealing with a failed education system. We're dealing with failed institutions. We've got corruption at the highest levels. When I talk about comparing Gotti to somebody like the guys in Ukraine and our own government that are selling us down the river.
I'm not trying to paint John Gotti was a good guy. He wasn't.
No.
But I'm saying he served a better purpose than these people did. When the mafia was in power, you did not have the Jamaican, the Honduran, all these other foreign gangs in our country. You didn't have
it. The one thing that he could not do was wield power on the executive or other levels. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. These people can and did.
I'm not saying they ever should. No more than Bloomberg. No more than anybody else. You should not be able to buy your way into that presidency.
No.
They can say what the hell they want, but you check the facts. The largest context of money that went into Donald Trump came from the American people. And this time around, it'll be the same damn way. The American people.
He's going to take it with a landslide.
Yes, it is.
They're lying to you about his approval ratings. They're lying to you about it. It's going to be
huge. Half of Democrats even voting.
I know.
About half of them.
Almost.
I'm saying
a lot.
Right now he's standing in the 90% amongst the Republicans.
Right.
He's in the high 70s amongst the independents.
He's really. I know.
And he's over 20% amongst Democrats. Now, when I add that all up, the 80 and the 20, that's 100. And then the other 90, that's 190. Then I add up what was on the other side. You got 80 here, you got 20, you got 100.
That's how it is.
110 versus 190. You don't win.
So
I would not be surprised to see these states that are trying to give all the votes to the popular vote winner. I will not be surprised to see them people wishing they hadn't brought that crap up when Trump wins the popular vote too.
Well, they won't report the favorability correctly. They won't report
no,
that
they
correctly.
Won't. No, we
you
know what's going on. Look at the crowd
exactly.
He's getting. Oh my God!
Too long. They would have to.
Well,
here's yeah.
We've been experiencing. When was it, Linda? That we was the DC, the first March.
Oh God. 2009.
9/28.
No, 9/12. 9/12.
First
March was. Yeah.
I was there. For
which March
you're
talking about?
The
way back.
The 9/12 project, when we hit DC, and it was a little bigger than the one we were all at together.
Yeah, it was. It was like way bigger.
The 9/12 project, when we hit DC, the media come out saying 20, 30,000 people.
Oh my God! There was 2 million.
Canadian newspapers.
Two
you looked at
million.
Canadian newspapers, and you looked at the British and the French and the Italian newspapers. They were all saying in excess of 2 million people.
Million people, exactly. That's why.
2 million people.
I know,
Robert. They were
yes,
four,
sir.
Five, 6 blocks wide from the front of the Capitol all the way to the Lincoln
it
Monument.
It was huge.
To the Washington
huge.
Monument. That
I saw the crowd.
Yeah, they
oh,
were.
I
it
saw
was,
the crowd.
And you know
I've
what?
Been to Sturgis. I've been to Sturgis. I've been to Mardi Gras. I've been to a lot of things. I ain't never, ever
no.
saw anything like that. And the second time I went to D.C. when Linda and all of us was there,
yep.
I wasn't let down a bit because the crowd was overwhelming then. And when we
yep.
left, the place was cleaner than when we got there.
You bet it was. And that's and the park ranger guys that you know people that are in charge, man, they even told some people in the media. Of course, it didn't get out to the mainstream, of course, because they don't give a crap. They don't like the truth. They can't stand the truth. I hate these people. They're worse than the fifth column. I swear, they all need to be hanged, just for general principles, you know. And I'm you know I think that, like I said, I'll say it again. There's probably not enough popcorn and champagne for me to celebrate when he wins. But when he wins this time, there will not be enough crying towels to sop up the rivers of tears. They are going to be so pissed.
The threat is this. These people are spoiled little kids. And if they
yep.
don't get their way, they're going to throw a tantrum. The
worse.
Problem is, the thing is, they've been able, so far, they've been able to pick where they throw the tantrum at as to find the least resistance. But you know there's going to come a day, they're going to pick the wrong location to show up. And it's going to be a beat down like they've never seen.
True.
Never dreamed.
You know what they're doing in Florida, Bill?
What are
they
doing?
They have, in Duval County, there's registered voters booth, you know.
Right.
On the sidewalk, okay. And here's this wild man driving down with his car, tries to run people over.
Yep.
That's what it's going to amount to.
Well,
and, you know,
this is the violence of the left. This is what they are. These people are degenerate. They're mental patients.
The very thing they try to accuse the right of is
right.
what they're the ones doing. And we've been seeing this since the Tea Party.
Oh
where
my
the guy
God.
Attacked the Tea Party guy, and they blamed the Tea Party guy.
Yeah, and Bill, I have a question for all you guys. How many times has this been proven that anyone on the right has done the wrong thing? I'll wait. Ding, ding,
well,
ding, ding,
Romney,
ding,
River Romney convicted Trump.
No, I'm talking about violence from the
She's
right.
About
there has been nothing.
Oh.
Zero. The violence.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's never,
Mitt Romney's
never
an
been
ass.
Able to back not never oh. been able to back it up. There was a bounty
nope.
for proof,
yep.
and it was never
yep.
collected. It was never
That's
collected.
Right.
If you could get
because
proof
there
of
isn't
the violence
any.
Of the Tea Party,
it's
and there
just,
was never
it's
a
so
bounty
blatant.
Collected.
That's you know that's what makes us crazy, Bill. It's so blatantly false and such in your face, you know. Gargantuan lies on a scale of, you know, biblical proportions. That's what drives me nuts. And people, I don't know, I just, they're so easily swayed and indoctrinated and influenced and propagandized out. I post it every day. I said, if you think you're ever going to get the truth out of that flat screen in your living room, you're dreaming. You know, pick up a book, for God's sake, stop being illiterate for 5 minutes and read something, and read real history, not written by Howard Hitt or some damn Marxist. It's frustrating. It is very.
There's so much it's being purposely hidden from the public.
Oh, my God. That's why I like Q. Q is awesome.
We talked this over a while back, and I still assume, I still say, for my part, I believe that the media are co-conspirators in the conspiracy to overthrow the United States government. That
They've been
for, every
yeah.
one of the media that's in this, that angle, every one of them is should be facing treason charges and made an example of for the future generations of the world.
Well, if there's enough evidence, well, the fact that their IQs are in the toilet doesn't help. But, you know, I'm not out rounding people up, but, you know, give them due process. But, yeah, they suck. Here's what I think. I think, like I told about Bloomberg and the rest of these clowns and the birds of the world, you need to kill them, call them out, humiliate them, and shame them publicly as often as possible. And expose them as evil people and charlatan, liar, elitist, globalists they are.
We are seeing people getting in people's faces now.
Thank God.
The guy got in Warren's face about
giving
the student loan debt and everything, and other people are starting to realize, well, they're not forgiving the debt. They're just passing the debt on to somebody else.
You're damn right
and
they
the
are.
Here's the damn thing. The ones that actually paid their debt are now getting paid for somebody else's debt.
Oh, yeah. 2 minutes left, guys. So I just, you know.
I think that the next 2 years in this country are going to be two of the most significant years in our history.
That's true.
Trump says the next, or Chad says the next four, because there's so much happening and so much about to happen. And
I know.
Let's face it. When this takedown starts, it'd be several years before it's finalized.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
People are
Over.
Actually put away.
Yep.
For life. But I don't think anybody that's involved should have a bond.
They had to remand them without bail. Robert, a couple seconds, I'll let you have a little bit of say.
I'm worried about how with all the pieces of legislation that's going out there.
I know.
In the Supreme Court. I just hope they do the right thing because
in all
reality, they haven't been doing so hot, you know?
No, they haven't. I've got a whole book on that thing here that I'm reading. Anyway, guys, I got less than 60 seconds, so I love you guys. Pray for me because I got to go Thursday to the doctor and find out what's going on. And I'll give you a text message, Robert, on what's going on. Everybody,
yeah, tell me
God
what's
bless.
Going on.
God I will. I love you guys. God bless.
Well,
see you next
you.
Week.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Everybody, thanks a lot. See you next week. Night, night. Have a good one.
The hairs